You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Winston Coulthard, a Zimbabwean who joined in on the viral This Flag movement, started by Pastor Evan Mawarire, posting his own videos. Winston, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, Jatenda. So good to be here.
Now, the first question I have, you know, to a lot of you guys who've kind of, you know, put yourself in this viral movement, what resonated with you and made you want to, you know, sit there and record something and give your view on this flag?
I think a lot of young Zimbabweans have just been incredibly disillusioned in the last few years. We've seen our economy plummeting. We've seen corruption skyrocketing, but there haven't really been any sources for hope. Any opposition political structures seem to be in complete disarray, and there doesn't seem any possibility for democratic recourse. And so everyone's just, there's just been a very depressed spirit. And Pastor Mawarire's videos, it just came this renewed life. And all of a sudden, it seemed like people started believing again that the Zimbabwe situation was not beyond redemption. And so I think that's what ignited me. And I think that's what's igniting literally millions of other Zimbabweans, young and old.
Right. And, you know, it has kind of snowballed. You know, each day it gets bigger and bigger. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I was absolutely blown away by the response. I posted my video. I didn't put any editorial work into it. You know, it took me about 20 minutes to make because I took a few retakes. And, you know, to be honest, when I saw that it got 1,000 views, I was amazed. I was so chuffed. I was bouncing up and down. And I just didn't expect it to catch on in the way that it did. And I was very, very surprised by how the message of this movement has resonated with so many people.
And I know, talking about, you know, of course, what now becomes the main thing is politics. And I know in one of your videos, you made a point to say this is really not about politics. It's just more about Zimbabweans being able to speak out about the issues that they're seeing, what they want to be fixed. But what happens in Zimbabwean context is that the minute you speak up, you know, you're kind of put on a side.
Yeah, look, it's something that, you know, that is, I think, as people getting involved in the campaign, we have to be very aware about it. And it's something that those opposed to the campaign always look to utilize as a distraction. Oh, this is just a political movement. These are just people, you know, solely seeking political ends. But while this could take a political direction, what it is now is it's simply Zimbabweans speaking about how they are unhappy with the government, and in that regard, it doesn't have anything to do with politics. I believe, you know, people who are members of the ruling party, ZANU-PF, can feel just as disenfranchised, just as excluded from that tiny minority who are benefiting from the Zimbabwean situation at the moment. They can feel just as separate from that whole grouping of people as a member of the opposition.
And just to end it here, Winston, what, you know, in the long run do you want to see? What will make you feel as an individual and also someone who has, as you called it, the bandwagon, jumped on this bandwagon, make you feel that the government or, you know, those responsible are responding positively to this movement? How will you gauge that?
The one thing that I think every person who is rallying behind this flag wants to see is just to see them recognize the wrongs, the problems that we mention. That's the first step, and it's a step that we have not seen so far. They've been trying to attack the character of Pastor Mawarire. They've been bringing up all these bogus distractions, like they're being funded by the West, and it's a money spinning venture, and all these different things, but they are consciously not engaging with the issues. Or they talk about the issues, but they come out and outright deny the issues. And so I think what we want, a vital first step, is for them to say, look, we recognize what you're saying is legitimate. These problems do exist. And then from there, we believe that they can actually take the relevant steps necessary to effecting meaningful change.
And with that, I want to say thank you so very much for talking to me today.
Thanks very much, Atenda.
That was Winston Coulthard, a Zimbabwean living here in the United States, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Thathenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.